This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, super excited to hang out with you for a little bit today and to invite you to spend time with not only me, but also one of my clients, a gentleman client, which I'm really excited about. Get the male perspective in here. He has been with me through a few fat loss fast tracks and is now in my master's club, which is a group for veterans of the fat loss fast tracks. He has lost 70 pounds, 7-0, and he is still going for more. And today we're talking about not only how he did that, but we're talking today about his current struggle with complacency. Complacency, right? He's got to this place with his body where he's feeling really proud of his progress, and people are commenting on a regular basis about how much weight he has lost. And that pride, while awesome, has contributed to this sense of kind of settling, being complacent. He wants to make further progress. But what we're talking about today, what we are helping him to get through today, is those moments when he is finding himself justifying food choices because, hey, I've made great progress. And that contributes to this sense of urgency that is a little bit lower than it was before. So in today's episode, we are talking about progress, patience with the process, and overcoming complacency. We had some audio challenges while we were recording, so I've edited this episode a little bit more than I normally do. You know me, I normally just kind of hit record and then hit publish. But I'll be jumping in little snippets here and there to kind of let you know where the conversation is going, which I just have to do because I had to edit a little bit. Before we dive into this, what I think is a great conversation, I want to remind you, this will serve as your very last invitation to join me in the summer Fat Loss Fast Track. 12 weeks of coaching. Registration closes tomorrow, July the 5th, and it will not reopen until sometime in October 2017. So to register, head over to primalpotential.com/summer17. Or you can go to the show notes page for this episode on primalpotential.com. Otherwise, if you're listening to this some point in the future, you can hop on the wait list for the next session, whenever that is. So I'm going to dive right into this conversation. You'll hear us start by talking about how he got started after a very common cycle of dieting, losing weight, putting it back on, and how he kind of got psyched out the first time he heard about the fat loss fast track, and how he was gonna do it and then he talked himself out of it and then he ended up joining afterwards. So he has lost 70 pounds. He is still making great progress. Let's dive in to the story.
It really started with your podcast. I just picked him up. I think it was January of 2016 when I started listening to you, and I was paying attention and losing weight. And then you offered up a webinar to talk more about the fat loss fast track. And so I listened to it that night. I kind of got cold feet. I looked at the money. I thought, is this just going to be another spend for me where I put the money out there, I have initial success, and then all the weight comes back on, which has been the lifelong pattern. So I didn't sign up. But I kept following the podcast. And the weight kept dropping off and dropping off. So the next time a fat loss fast track came up, which was my first with you, I was right there. I was on the wait list and signed as soon as you opened it up. I could not wait to start.
Then I asked about his progress to date. What kind of results has he seen and really created since we more or less found each other?
Wow. I am, you know, look at this thing, life to date, I'm down 70 pounds.
Oh my gosh, 7-0.
Yeah. 7-0, that's correct. A lot of people ask me, and I don't tell them the number. So now the secret's out. And yeah. Liz is going to hear the story.
I blew your cover.
Quite all right. It's not like I'm not proud of what I've accomplished so far.
Seriously.
And it really is a so far. I'm not done.
Then I asked him to tell me, what is hard now? You've come so far, but where do you feel like you're having the most difficulty now? And what can we do about that?
Early on, let me jump back to that first fast loss, fast track.
Sure.
It was a lack of patience. Mm. One challenge per week. I wanted to do it all now. I've learned my lesson, and now I know it's how many times did you tell us trust the process?
Yeah.
Now I know it is trust the process. One challenge per week, do one thing at a time, build each good habit one step at a time, and the results just kept coming.
Yeah.
I mean, the weight just kept dropping off week after week. I look back at those charts and it's just, wow.
That's awesome. I'm so impressed by that because there are a lot of people who hear trust the process, but they don't do it. And they get impatient and then they get frustrated because they want all the answers and all the keys now. But for you to know it and do it, same sort of skill you applied when you were listening to the podcast and just working off of that before joining the Fat Loss Fast Track, you didn't just hear it. You then did something with it. And I think that's a gap that a lot of people haven't bridged yet. So you get all the credit on that one. So if patience was really the hardest thing starting out, what's challenging for you now? Where you're at now, where you've had a lot of success and you're having people say, oh my gosh, you look amazing. Stop losing weight. You're going too fast. What feels the most difficult to you right now?
That's kind of a two-step answer for me. Part of it is I got complacent.
Okay.
And even though we've talked about that in the veterans groups and you've done podcasts on the danger of complacency, it still has happened. I kind of took my foot off the gas.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to raise that awareness again. This is all mindset stuff. It's not about the food. And so I look at, I went back to my journals and said, okay, what am I really doing differently? And where I focused was Veterans One, because I was still having good success in Veterans One.
Yep.
And I saw that I'm eating more protein now than I was back then.
Yeah.
So, effective immediately start cutting back on the protein. Mm-hmm. But I think the real struggle for me, it's not the analysis and then the action. It's the
mindset.
Look at podcast 343. I'm telling myself stories and I'm listening to the stories in my head. And you've covered that so many times and I'm still letting myself get away with it. The other day I wanted a cookie. We have these really good cookies. I wanted that cookie. And I know cookies aren't good or bad. They're just cookies. Mm-hmm. But because I've raised my awareness about listening to my stories, I said, well, why do I really want it?
Yep.
And I say to myself, well, these are really good cookies. Mm-hmm. But do I want that more than I want my ultimate goal? I don't want it more than I want my goal. But this one cookie isn't going to significantly delay achieving that
goal. Let's pause there for a second, okay?
Sure.
Because I want to break that down because it's really, really important. So you see the cookie and you're like, do I want the cookie more than I want my goals? No, but it's one cookie. And this is the challenge. When we judge the choice we should make based on a future outcome, you're right. That cookie is not going to increase or decrease your waist circumference today. It's not. And so if you are going, well, what I really want is to, reach my potential and be fitter and be leaner, it's so easy to talk yourself into the cookie because in like one cookie does not have any meaningful impact on that, right? The opposite perspective or an alternative perspective, I should say, on that is, to your point about making progress and how good it feels, focus on that on a daily basis. Am I going to feel better after eating this cookie or worse? Right? Am I going to, from a mindset perspective, am I going to be feeling more proud and confident and energetic after that cookie or worse? Am I going to, at the end of this day, be more satisfied that I had the cookie or more satisfied if I said no? So it's not that asking yourself questions is super, super important, but when we are in a moment of temptation, we don't want to frame that choice against long-term outcomes because you're exactly right. the cookie doesn't have a measurable impact on the long-term outcome. But if you know that you love the way it feels when you've had a great day and you've made great choices and you've been active and you can look in the mirror and be like, hey, I'm looking more and more like an athlete and that's who I am. And it feels so good to make those choices and have those wins. If you say to yourself at the end of this day, would I be more satisfied with the day if I have the cookie or if I don't have the cookie? 9 times out of 10, it's going to be, I'm gonna be more satisfied at the end of the day. Yeah, for 5 minutes, I might be more satisfied if I have it. But ultimately, my day will be better if I say no to the cookie right now. Now, if you're traveling and you're at some like amazing dessertery and they have these desserts that you've never experienced and you think, you know what? Actually, I think my day will be better if I do have a little bit. If this is a cookie that you've had a million times before, you know exactly what to expect. You're gonna have pleasure for about 3 minutes max with the cookie. Then don't use that long-term outcome to assess that decision. Use the short-term outcome of in an hour, which choice would make me feel better. And then even if it's, you know what then, I'm just gonna say no for an hour. And after an hour, I'll reevaluate it. And if I feel like, you know what, actually an hour later, I'm still really thinking about that cookie, then go for the cookie. But do you know what I'm saying when I'm by not using long-term objectives to assess a short-term choice?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's just something to practice.
Yeah. Even now, now it's long-term. That cookie's behind me. I really wish I hadn't had it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, it's the same thing like with a workout. Many, many times before a workout, we're like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. Like, this is going to suck. And then we think, I mean, skipping one workout does not make a really big difference. And it doesn't. Right? So if we look at, oh, I really want to lose 20 pounds. Well, one workout is not going to make you lose 20 pounds, just like one cookie is not going to make you gain 20 pounds, or saying no to one cookie isn't going to make you lose 20 pounds. But if you say an hour after the workout, will I be feeling better if I'm sitting at home, you know, in my lazy clothes and I skipped it? Or will I feel better if I did it, crushed it, feel really proud of myself? So we talked a little bit more about this mindset shift and how sometimes all you really need is just a little bit more space.
And I know that tool. I just didn't implement it. And again, like you said, it's the practice. But had I done that when I had the cookie, I could have set the cookie aside,
right,
let the hour go by, and then made the call.
Exactly. Sometimes we just need a little space, right? I mean, I've said this quote 100 million times, and forgive me for being redundant because I'm certain you've heard me say it before, but the Viktor Frankl quote about between stimulus and response, there is a pause. And in that pause is your power and your freedom. So sometimes it's not even, I'm going to decide on the cookie right now. I'm going to decide to give myself the pause so that I can create a little bit of breathing room so that I'm not making this decision about the cookie while I can see it and smell it. I'm not saying yes cookie or no cookie. I'm saying I choose the pause. I choose to give myself 30 minutes to kind of like come off the cookie high and intoxication and make a decision with a little bit of space. Sometimes it's about just choosing the space.
Clearly, that's the practice that I need.
And it's literally every day saying, okay, what can I do to be more aware of those opportunities to create a little bit of distance between the temptation and the decision about the temptation? And where can I practice that? And oh, somebody offers me a cookie or somebody offers me a drink. All of those things are an opportunity not to exercise willpower, but to exercise giving yourself a little bit of space between the initial instinct and the decision. The other part of it too, I think related to the idea of complacency, is really staying mindful of what you want in a day versus what you want long term, right? Because when you have had so much success, it's easy to think, well, I've been so good and, you know, a day off here and there. But if your perspective is, I want to feel as amazing as possible every single day, then your question becomes, what can I do today to feel amazing? And every single day will look different. But what you'll find is, and I'm sure you know this, tell me if I'm wrong, you feel your best when you are making great choices, not when you are accepting, you know, indulgence here and there because you quote unquote can, because you always can. But at the end of the day, it's not what makes you feel your best.
No question. Absolutely true.
So training your brain to go from outcome-based, oh, I still want to lose 10, 20, 30 more pounds, oh, I still want to, you know, put on a little bit more muscle or be a little bit more consistent, to I want to feel as great as possible every single day. How can I do that today? All right, so then reflecting on 70 pounds of fat loss and all of the mindset changes and improvements, I asked, what is the most valuable change you've made?
When folks ask and seriously want to know, it's, you know, I tell them about the podcast. A lot of them write the primalpotential.com down. They want to go check it out. Mm-hmm. How many of them really grab out, I don't know. But those that ask me more questions, I talk about how it changes how you look at food.
Yeah.
Donuts have no power over me. I can drive by a Krispy Kreme, you know, 27 of them in a row, and it does not matter. You can put them on the table in front of me. I have no desire to have a Krispy Kreme donut.
And that wasn't always the case for you, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I want people to know that, like, that change can and does happen.
For sure. For sure. And it's not just that. It's the same thing with, you know, make it Patron XO Cafe or Tito's Handmade Vodka,
yeah,
or insert item. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You have control of it. It doesn't have control of you anymore. It never had control. You simply gave it gave into it, right?
But you can take that control back.
So easily.
Yeah.
So, but one step at a time.
Exactly. One step at a time. I love that. That's so major. What would you say to somebody who is kind of in the spot that you were in, considering the fat loss fast track, but kind of like, do I really want to spend more money when I have let myself down so many times? What would you say to that person?
Sure. It depends on how well I know them. Mm-hmm. If it's like close friend, family, do it now.
Yeah.
Don't wait. But in general, to folks that ask that question, because I do get asked that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it has to be the right time for you.
It does.
You've got to be ready to commit. Because if you do it, you're going to succeed.
Yes.
If you do the work, if you follow the process, you cannot not succeed. Man, because if you do the work, you're going to get what you want.
Yep. But if you don't, you won't.
No.
It's not magic.
No, then it becomes another fen or Weight Watchers or whatever else you want to call it.
Yeah, you get out of it what you put into it. And so if you put yourself into it like you have, with effort and consistency, reaching out when you need help, you can change your life. Like, period.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, if you take away anything from this episode, I think it is about how you make spur-of-the-moment decisions. And sometimes there is a lot of value in thinking long-term, a long-term goal, weight loss, for example. But sometimes that doesn't work, and you have to think more short-term, as in, how do I want to feel today? And what is the best I can do today? Not for the sake of weight loss, but for just having the best possible day I can and feeling my best and having the best energy and being in the best mood. And the way we figure out which one works for us is oftentimes by recognizing what is not working. And in this case, decision after decision was compromised because of a long-term focus. So look at if what you're doing and how you are making decisions in a moment is working for you. And if it's not, change it up. It's so easy to justify anything when you are looking at the long-term outcome, because in a moment, it doesn't seem like you're really going to impact the long-term outcome with a very short-term choice. You can switch this up at any time, and practice makes it more natural. So big shout out to my buddy here for sharing his amazing success. Cannot wait to see where he goes from here. And for everybody else, thanks for listening. And your final reminder that tomorrow, July 5th, is the final day to register for the Summer Fat Loss Fast Track, because it will be closing up and won't reopen until the fall of 2017, sometime in October. So you can register for the 12-week Summer Fat Loss Fast Track by going to primalpotential.com/summer17, or just go to the show notes page for today's episode over on primalpotential.com. Have a great day, guys. Happy 4th of July for those of you who are in the United States and listening on the day this airs. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.